The Sé de Lisboa is one of the oldest churches in the city and has a rich history dating back to its construction in the 12th century. It was built on the same site where there was previously a mosque during the Muslim occupation of the region. The construction of the cathedral began in 1147, shortly after Christians reconquered the city of Lisbon from the Muslims. However, over the centuries, the cathedral has undergone numerous renovations and modifications, resulting in a blend of architectural styles. When you observe the cathedral's facade, you will notice the influence of Romanesque style, with its rounded arches and a solid and robust appearance. However, you will also see Gothic elements, especially in the main portal, where sculptures of various saints and an impressive rose window are located. One of the most prominent features of the cathedral is its interior. Upon entering, you will encounter a main nave with a basilica floor plan, adorned with beautiful columns and Gothic ribbed vaults. Along the walls, you will appreciate religious paintings and typical Portuguese azulejos, depicting biblical scenes and saints. Furthermore, you will be captivated by the cathedral's treasury, which houses a collection of sacred art and precious religious objects. Here, you will find reliquaries, chalices, crosses, and liturgical vestments, some of which date back to the 14th and 15th centuries. Another point of interest within the cathedral is the main chapel, where you can admire an impressive altar carved in golden wood, with intricate details and religious figures. The chapel also houses the tomb of Bartolomeu Dias, a famous 15th century Portuguese navigator. The Cathedral of Lisbon has witnessed numerous historical events throughout the years, including devastating earthquakes, renovations, and restorations. Each of these events has left its mark on the structure and design of the cathedral, making it a true testament to the history of Lisbon and Portugal as a whole.